Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Aaron Wolf is the Democratic candidate for New York's 21st District. Aaron, are you going to win this election? It's a tight election. You're going to win it?
I'm absolutely certain that we're going to win this election.
I predicted you were going to say that.
I think that, momentum builds at various moments, and everything we hear and see right now gives us that sense of confidence. I feel like we're on an upswing.
Now, introduce yourself to our listeners, of whom many are in your area. The question would be, who are you?
Well, I'm a 50-year-old man with a 3-year-old daughter and a wonderful wife, and I spent most of my career working as a documentary filmmaker. I spent more than 20 years making films, mostly for public television, but also Discovery, Sundance, theatrical release as well. Films about how policy affects people on the ground. My connection to the 21st District is deep and enduring. My parents first bought a home here when I was four years old in 1968. The house burnt down when I was in high school, and I came back and pitched a tent on the land and rebuilt the house mostly with my own hands. It's a place that I have seen seeds of incredible hope and economic success in the last few years. I've done a lot of community work here, and it's a place where my family's future lies.
What kind of education have you had?
Well, I've had really a kind of mix of academic and apprenticeships. I went to Middlebury College, which is only 45 minutes away from Elizabethtown, largely choosing that place because it was so close to here in E-Town. And I later went to graduate school in communications and film production out in the Midwest in the University of Iowa. But I think, much of what I've learned in my life, I've really learned from people. I was a union electrician. I worked with my hands. I was a commercial fisherman. And my real education in film was a kind of, I would say, old-fashioned apprenticeship.
So when you do what you do, how much do you learn about politics after you haven't had a political office, right? Am I correct in that?
You are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And therefore, how have you learned that this is something you wanted to do or that you'd be good at it?
Well, I've spent my career looking at the ways that policy, sometimes very abstract laws, 1,000-page omnibus legislation packages, affect people on the ground. An example might be a film I did called Beyond the Motor City, which looked at the history of Detroit through the prism of our transportation history. When we've invested in transportation infrastructure, we've transformed economies and created jobs. But really what a filmmaker does, I think, you don't focus on the policy so much or the statistics, but on the human stories that emerge because of our choices.
Huh. How would you describe yourself politically? Are you center, center-right, center-left? If you win, your predecessor will have been a blue dog Democrat. How about you?
Well, I would be very proud to follow in the footsteps of both Bill Owens and John McHugh. I think what's so remarkable and very unique right now in this country is the ability of political figures from the North Country to really take things on issue, because that's what our constituents do. This is not a place where we will be judged, I think, by what color flag we're waving, but by character and our stance on the issues. And I'm incredibly grateful for all of Bill Owens' support. We've been out in the district over and over again on jobs tours. He's been incredibly, it feels like almost like another of the apprenticeships that I've described. But his ability to work across the aisle, I think, is not just lip service. It's what comes from spending time here. And that's what I've done here as well.
On the other hand, you will vote for Nancy Pelosi if you win, I'm assuming, and your opponent will vote for John Boehner if she wins. So that does, of course, show blue and red, doesn't it?
You know, I think what's most important to the voters in this district is really not who's going to vote for which speaker, but the real, like, you know, bread and butter pocketbook issues that all the constituents in the 21st face every day. And that may mean making the kinds of political alliances that will ensure, you know, the kind of infrastructure investment we need or the kind of tax breaks we need to give to small businesses. And that's just not a matter of, you know, political leadership. That's a matter of making the deals that will help the voters here.
Are you concerned that there's a Green Party candidate that might siphon votes from you?
You know, I'm really focused on my primary opponent, Elise Stefanik. I'm really focused on the issues at hand. I think, you know, this is a moment in which there's still an independence candidate, inactive, albeit on the ballot. So there may be some dynamics that we're yet to know and understand. But I think my strong emphasis is just to focus on issues and people, and let the politics fall where it may.
So, Aaron Wolf, do you have enough money to win this race? These elections cost money.
These elections do cost money. It's part of the process, whether or not we like it. And all I can say is that, you know, I think we have a message that's resonating, and the resources are coming in.
Do you get money from the National Democrats because it is a close race?
You know, this is a race that's being watched by a lot of people in the country, but we're raising money from in the district. Yeah, out of the district. This is the reality of today's politics, and you know.
Okay, Aaron, I wonder about what you would do about ISIS right now. You know, you got this crisis in the Mideast. Would you put boots on the ground?
I would be extremely, extremely hesitant to put boots on the ground in the Middle East right now. I think it's an incredibly volatile and changing situation. We're seeing how rapidly it's developing and how rapidly alliances seem to be congealing and forming. And, you know, one thing I would probably add to that is the notion that, you know, I'm not privy to the kind of intelligence that Congressman Owens has. And it's very hard to say from this perspective what exactly I would do, but I think it's very, very important to be extremely concerned about the possibility of troops on the ground.
What do you make of the whole Israeli-Arab thing?
What do I make of the whole Israeli-Arab thing? Well, that's a very broad question.
Yeah, and you got 2 minutes to do it in, too.
You know, Israel has been and continues to be our strongest ally in the region. I feel very strongly that we bolster that alliance in many ways, not just financially or militarily, but through business arrangements, through academic exchanges, through cultural exchanges. And yet, clearly, the key to lots of long-range problems in the Middle East is finding a solution with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And I've gone on record as saying that I'm in favor of a two-state solution. And I've gone on record in saying that I think the U.S. has a strong role to play in negotiating a settlement.
Optimistic or not?
Boy, it's hard to be optimistic at this juncture. But I do think that, you know, there are numerous examples of finding moderate voices, not just in Israel and Palestine, but especially with our allies in Jordan and in Egypt. And, you know, I don't think you get into politics unless you have some core optimism.
That's great, Aaron. Our guest is Aaron Wolf, Democratic candidate for New York's 21st Congressional District. And Aaron, good luck on your election. We'll be talking to you soon. And when we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about a whole bunch of positions on different issues, okay?
I'm so grateful. I just would like to signal that today is National Women's Equality Day, and I want to just let you know that that these women's issues, I think, are really key to this district. I think these are the pocketbook issues that matter to voters most, and I would like very much on the next occasion to be able to address some of those.
And we will.
Thank you so much, Alan.